We invite the children to come on forward for our children's message, about ages 3 or so through 5th, 6th grade, something like that. Sit right here in front of me. Well, thanks for coming on up this morning. You know that just this past Thursday, we celebrated Jesus' ascension. This picture might remind you of that. That special day when Jesus left this earth and he returned to heaven. But just because Jesus left earth doesn't mean that he left us, that he left you and me. Jesus knows that it's not always so easy to live on this earth, because we know that, well, it is easy to sin against God, to disobey him. That old evil one we know as the devil, he wants us not to go to heaven to be with Jesus. He wants to take us a whole different direction away from Jesus. And so we really need God's help. Oh, we need his protection. We need his love and we need his care. And it is through Jesus that we have that love and that care and that protection every single day. See, Jesus has given us exactly what we need to live as his follower, as his disciple today, and to live with him forever up in heaven someday. And what has he given us? Right here. First of all, he's given us his word, the Bible. This powerful word that teaches us what Jesus did for us. And secondly, Jesus has given you another gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you know what he does for you? He gives you that faith and strengthens you in your faith so you always believe in Jesus as your Savior. So that you know that Jesus went up to that cross and he died for you. And so that you know that Jesus has forgiven you every single one of your sins, so that you know that Jesus rose from the dead. He didn't stay dead. We just had Easter not that long ago. He's alive. And so that you know, yes, you know that Jesus did also return to go back to heaven. What wonderful gifts that he has given you. Yes, he did return to heaven, but he didn't go there and leave you all alone. No, he's with you every day. He is always there to give you his love, his care, and his protection. Yes, he's given you what he calls in our reading in a moment, the word of truth, this powerful word from God. Now, when you go back to your seat in just a moment, I want you to listen carefully as you hear just how much Jesus still loves you today and cares for you. He is praying for you all the time, not only for you, but for believers everywhere, so that one day you can also, just like this, meet Jesus and be with him forever and ever in heaven. And you know what you might want to also do today? Maybe a little bit later on this Mother's Day, you can thank your mom for teaching you about this special Savior Jesus, who died and rose again, and who is now in heaven getting a place ready for you. Remember to do that later. And have a wonderful day. You may return to your seat.